We're back here on Twilight Football and FNR Football Nation Radio. Josh and Nick here with you. And joining us now is a man who's established himself as one of the premier midfielders in the A-League. He's come back to Melbourne and signed with Western United. Neil Kilkenny, welcome back to FNR.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well, mate. It's great to have you. Tell us, first of all, Western United, how did the move eventuate and what's attracted you to the club?
I obviously spoke to them a couple of months ago, the club, and obviously John Aloisi and Hayden Fox have gone in there and, you know, want to try and be successful, and I wanted to be part of that, you know. Had a couple of other clubs interested, but, you know, working with Hayden Fox was a big pull, and obviously John Aloisi, knowing what a great guy he is, and I know that he's a good manager, so I'm really looking forward to working with them.
And I guess, how's life been so far at Western United? I know that obviously down here in Melbourne, it hasn't been necessarily ideal with the lockdowns, etc. But how have you found the transition into life here?
Life, it's been hard, obviously, being in lockdown, being away from my family since I've moved here. But to be honest, I've been looking forward to going into training every day, which is fantastic, you know. The organization, you know, the structure of the team is brilliant, and you know, we've been working hard on that and obviously our fitness at the same time. So it's I'm really looking forward to the season. I've really enjoyed training so far and getting to know the boys at the club, and they've been fantastic, hungry to succeed, you know. And you know, they've got a manager and a coach that, you know, hopefully will guide us in the right direction.
Who's been the dressing room leaders who've welcomed you in? Are there any initiations or anyone who's introduced you to everyone, big personalities in the dressing room?
Not really, no. Everyone's been welcoming, you know. Obviously knowing a couple of the players, you know, well, most of them playing against them, you know. So going in, it's in a football club, it's a quick transition. You know, you get out on the pitch and you have to work hard, and you know, we're all in it to push forward and hopefully take this club to be successful, and that's the aim for the season.
And Neil, obviously you might have crossed paths with John as a player when you were sort of starting with the Socceroos and he was coming towards the end. What's that dynamic been like, sort of gone from playing with him but now to playing under him?
Obviously I was very young then. I've had the same through couple of times in my career, playing against managers and then obviously playing against players and then them becoming my manager. The same situation was with my old manager at Perth, Tony Popovich, and you know, but yeah, he's a fantastic guy, knows what he wants, very secure in himself, which is fantastic. And and like I said, he's obviously got an assistant that's got an incredible experience as well. He's a very good coach. So I'm really, like I said, I'm really looking forward to the season, being in a very organized team, hopefully we can push on and, like I said, be successful.
You mentioned Hayden Fox there. What is it about working with him that's such a big draw? What does he provide? Is it the way he runs training sessions? Is it the tactical insight he brings, his experience as a player?
Organization, little details, you know, as a maybe a fan or things like that. Even as a player, sometimes you wouldn't look into certain things, body shape and things like that, but it makes a massive thing. And, you know, you see the top managers in the world, you see Pep Guardiola always going on about little things that go on in the pitches of, you know, body shape of players and like that. And as well, he's a fantastic manager as well. It's I'm really looking forward to the season, like I said.
Well, you've had your first hit out. You played against your former club, Melbourne City, I think now 2 weeks ago. How was that? How did that sort of eventuate for you? And how did you feel sort of pulling up from that?
Yeah, it was really good. You know, it was a good run out, good fitness. It showed what we need to work on, showed what we need to improve on. And, you know, they're a good team. Obviously, we only play 45 minutes. Every player play 45 minutes to get the fitness in the bank, and that's what pre-season is about. So, yeah, it was we everyone, like I said, I only played the first half, but yeah, it was a really good hit out.
Now, I'm sure it was largely football reasons that attracted you to Western United, but I got to say, based on the kits we've seen so far, I reckon you guys might be the best dressed as well. I see you're rocking the new Kappa polo there. The home and away kits came out very recently. So is that something that the players talk about, the kits and so forth, or is it just only fans that care about that stuff?
We'll have like a little discussion, obviously, in the change room, maybe have a laugh or, you know, and say, oh, that's nice. But at the end of the day, you always look nice if you're performing well. So, you know, we want to, you know, perform well. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the season starting. Hopefully when the fixtures come out, it will be something to look forward to.
And what are some of your goals and ambitions for your time here at Western United, Neil? Obviously they missed finals last season, but first season very successful. What are sort of some of the goals and ambitions for yourself?
Personal, as a team, win every game as much as we go into every game trying to win. You know, at the end of the day, you play to win things. You know, it's going to be hard. We know that there's some fantastic teams in the league, but we're a good team as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to go into every game trying to win every game and see where that takes us. And like I said, you know, I think we've got a couple more signings to come in, maybe. Obviously, with the squad that we've got a few young players. You know, we've got people that want to obviously want to succeed as young players. And we've got a few older, experienced players that want to succeed and want to do as well as they can. And hopefully that blend of youth and experience will go a long way.
Now, there are quite a few promising youngsters in the Western United squad you just mentioned. Anyone in particular stood out looking really sharp in pre-season?
I don't like to pick out any individuals. It's hard, you know, it's hard. But at the same time, you know, we want them to succeed. We want them to be as successful as possible as a club. And even me as an individual and experienced player, it's fantastic to play with players that, you know, when they, you know, you see them go on to succeed and improve every day and every season. I've played with some fantastic young players over my career to go on to succeed. And I think there's quite a few players, young players here at Western United. Like I said, if they keep their heads, they listen, they learn, and, you know, they'll go on and have fantastic careers, hopefully in the A-League at Western United and hopefully abroad as well and maybe for the Socceroos.
I guess one of the exciting parts about coming back here is two sort of derbies against Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory. Is that something as well that you're really looking forward to when the fixture drops?
Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, I love playing football, and you know, I'm so passionate about playing football and winning games. I know it's going to be hard. You know, we've got, you know, we're sort of seeing, you know, we've got two very good other clubs in Melbourne, so. But yeah, there'll be great atmospheres, looking forward to playing in them against them. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can come out on top and get the results that we need.
Now, I think something that anybody would notice when they watch you play is you are very vocal out there on the field. You are a bit of a general in midfield, and, you know, you definitely be encouraging your teammates, but also if someone's doing the wrong thing, you're not going to hesitate in terms of, you know, telling them about it. Is that something that John Aloisi's talked to you about, you know, wanting to bring you on board for that reason?
I want to push people. I want to push people to the limits and push myself and people around me to succeed. That's what it's all about. You know, I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. So, you know, so it's hopefully players realize that I just want the best for them and the team. And like I said, if you're secure in yourself, you'll take that as you'll be comfortable with that. If you're not secure, you'll see it as a negative. And that's the way it is. At the end of the day, I want to perform and try and win things, and I've done that through my career, and hopefully I can continue that here at Western United.
Now,
yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to ask some questions about your time in England, especially with the Premier League coming back now. Who are you supporting if you're watching a Premier League game? Because I know you grew up an Arsenal supporter and came through the Arsenal Academy for a couple of years, but also you had that really successful spell at Leeds United as well. So is there a particular club that has your affections these days?
When I was a kid, I used to support Arsenal. Obviously, the more I've obviously become professional and stuff like that, I look out for a lot of my old clubs, and I support really good football. Ever since I was, when I played there for clubs, and managers and clubs used to come out and say and pundits used to come out and say you can't play a certain way in England to be successful, and I used to do my head in. So I love it that now Guardiola's come into the English Premier League and showed that you can play pure football and win things and succeed, and it's changed the mindset of the English public, the pundits, the clubs. And I think, if I'm honest, I think he's had the biggest impact on English football that any other manager has in the world just ever, because of the way that he wants the game to be played. And there was always this, you know, thought that you can't play really good football in England and, oh, it's too quick, it's too physical, but he's showed it. So I support really good football. So obviously, you know, I love the way that Leeds play. I support them. I would say I look out for their results because I played for them. When I was there, we were probably unlucky. I feel that my last season there, we probably had the team really to push for promotion. And we, if I look at it now, we had a really good team and a lot of them players went on to play in the Premier League. So I definitely look out for Leeds as a club for their results.
And how great is it to see Leeds back in the Premier League, Neil? Obviously, when you got there, it would have been a bit of a difficult time for the club when they were in League One. But I guess now seeing them back up there and you know, performing at the highest level, is that, do you sort of feel that sense of pride for them as well?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, they were a big club. I knew they were a big club, but when you actually play for them, you realise how big they are. Mm. It's fantastic to see such a fantastic supporter base and club be back in the Premier League. They deserve to be in the Premier League. And, you know, I take immense pride to, you know that I played for the club and represented the club over 100 times and was part of them pushing back into the Premier League. And I'm so happy to see the club back there.
And one of your teammates during that spell was Paddy Cisnorbo, who's another one of the intercity rivals, former teammate turned coach that you'll be coming up against. I look back on any footage of that time at Leeds with the two Aussies there, and I just see Paddy always bleeding from his head somehow. There always seemed to be a bandage involved. So it was a combative outfit. It was a very good side to watch. And as you say, probably unlucky that you didn't quite get up to the Premier League at that point.
Yeah, I felt that we probably had, you know, a good enough team to push on and push for promotion from the Championship to the Premier League. I think the squad probably wasn't as strong in depth that we needed, especially with the amount of games that you do play in the Championship. So, but yeah, it was a fantastic time. Like I said, I still speak to Paddy now, get on with him really well, and it's fantastic to see him doing so well as a coach and manager. Yeah, and like I said, I seen him last week and we had a good chat. And we still have a good laugh. So, it's fantastic to see that he's doing well.
So you've spoken about your love for, you know, beautiful football and expansive attacking football. Is that something you feel is shared by Western United and by the coaching staff you're working under this season?
Yeah, no, definitely. We want to play football the right way. Obviously, I had a really hugely successful time at Perth Glory when I was there. Yeah. Playing some really good football, helping Perth win their first, be successful in the A-League for the first time. And obviously Foxy has come to Western United and brought similar ideas to try and play that similar way. So hopefully we can perform that way and play really good football and, like I said, win at the same time.
That's all from me, Nick. Any more from you, mate?
All done. Neil, thank you so much for joining us, mate. Looking forward to seeing you on the park and hopefully it's not too far away.
Thanks very much. Looking forward to it and thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we'll take a short break. On the other side, we'll wrap up the weekend in European football. We've got Nick's AC Milan Juve review. I'm going to talk about players being subbed on to take penalties. That's all coming up on the other side of this break here on Twilight Football. Neil, thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers, guys.